Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
So many prospects got called up this past week. That means we have to talk about new ones. Next on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5. As always, make sure to follow and stream us on Spotify. Today is Saturday, June 25th. I am Frank Stanfield, joined by Scott White. Let's take a look at the 5 prospects on the verge. These are the closest to getting called up. Vinny Pasquantino with the Royals, Miguel Vargas with the Dodgers, Esteori Ruiz with the Padres, Brian Bello with the Red Sox, and DL Hall with the Orioles. All right, Scott, we've got some new names, ones that haven't talked about.
Yeah, some new names clearing of the deck. The two holdovers here, Vinny Pasquantino and Miguel Vargas, I don't know that they've gotten any closer to being called up. The biggest issue for both is that they haven't been that good in June. And I'm not worried about either player's long-term outlook because of that. But, of course, the club feels less urgency to call up a player who's not setting the world on fire in the minors, especially when there's not a clear opening, which is especially true in the case of Pasquantino. Obviously, Carlos Santana has heated up in June, so they're probably going to let that play out, maybe get something back for him in a trade. Salvador Perez and MJ Melendez have been splitting their time between catcher and DA, so there's really no opening for Pasquantino. We'll see what happens with Salvador Perez's thumb. That could be Pasquantino's ticket in the lineup if it results in Perez going on the IL. But again, it would help if Pasquantino himself was hitting the ball well in the minors. For Vargas, you know, barring injury, it would mean the Dodgers turning the page on Justin Turner, Max Muncy, or Gavin Lux, one of those three. And I'm just not sure how motivated they are to do that. Obviously, Turner and Muncy have done a lot of good for them over the years, and Lux, something of an up-and-comer himself. One of the new names here, Esteori Ruiz of the Padres, the numbers are insane. I mean, if you project them over 150 games, it comes out to 32 home runs, 118 stolen bases. That's the kind of 150-game pace Esteori Ruiz is on. And, you know, a lot of that's come at AAA. He has been mentioned as a prospect in the past, kind of a toolsy guy, and he just never put it together. And so he kind of fell off the prospect list, but he's clearly putting it together now. Padres are trying to catch the Dodgers. Their center fielder, Trent Grisham, I don't know if he might be a lost cause, and Ruiz is waiting in the wings here. So keep an eye on that situation. Maybe even stash Ruiz if you need steals. Brian Bello, big up-and-comer for the Red Sox. They have needs in their starting rotation. He recently got moved up to AAA and has continued to dominate their elite ground ball rate, but he's missing plenty of bats too. So I could definitely see Brian Bello contributing down the stretch. DL Hall, you know, I wasn't really sure who to put in the fifth spot. The Orioles, of course, have a ton of rotation needs, and he has great strikeout potential, over 15K per nine, but he walks too many guys too. And so I'm not sure how close he really is to getting a shot, but for now I'm going to put DL Hall on this list.
All right, the 5 prospects on the periphery, they are doing something as of late. Kyle Muller, starting pitcher with the Braves. Gordon Graceffo, a starting pitcher with the Cardinals. Vaughn Grissom, a shortstop with the Braves. Jackson Churio, an outfielder with the Brewers. And Dominic Fletcher, an outfielder with the Diamondbacks. Scott, I know they're doing something because they're all on your Dynasty League team.
All but one of them. The one who isn't is Jackson Churio, who is 18 years old, but he's kind of the 18-year-old who's caught all the evaluators' attention this year, surging up rank lists. You're going to see him, you know, in the top 25 probably on some of those midseason rank lists that come out. And just the way the ball jumps off his bat is, you know, the bat speed is incredible to see for Jackson Chourio. And he's fast too. Center fielder, could steal bases. Definitely a dynasty asset there at this point. Kyle Muller, I put on here, you know, the Braves don't have an opening in the rotation right now with Spencer Strider claiming a spot, but at some point they will again. And Kyle Muller would probably be the first choice to fill it. He's gotten chances in the past, including this year, and it hasn't gone well. But the stuff is great for Muller. He's like 12K per nine at AAA. Walks have always been the problem. And he's had two starts in a row without a single walk. His rate at AAA is down to 2.7 per nine. That's respectable. So he may be turning the corner there. Gordon Graceffo, speaking of no walks, this has been a rising star in the Cardinals system this year. He's issued six walks all season. Started at high A's, moved up to double A. The strikeout rate has gone down at double A, 6.7 per nine after being 11 per nine at high A. But the swinging strike rate is still excellent, almost 15% at double A. So it's almost like he's been so efficient that he hasn't gone deep enough into counts to get strikeouts, but he's still getting swings and misses. There's still strikeout potential there, I think. And the last one I'm going to mention here, Dominic Fletcher of the Diamondbacks, hitting about 350 at AAA with some pop. He's the brother of David Fletcher. Of course, great contact hitter for the Angels. Almost no pop from him. Dominic Fletcher seems to have a little bit more, though, and he's a good defensive outfielder as well. So he's 24 years old. We could see him pretty soon here for the Diamondbacks.
All right. For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, your smart speakers, or anywhere else podcasts are found. And thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. We'll be back again on Monday morning. I almost said tomorrow, not on Sunday, but we will be back on Monday morning. Bye-bye.
Should you ever set foot outside of the hotel, you will be shot.
Don't miss the new Showtime limited series based on the international bestseller.
For the last 4 years, I've been a prisoner.
Why are they keeping you here?
Starring Emmy Award winner Ewan McGregor.
This is the brave new world that you dreamt of.
Be very careful. You are still a prisoner here.
Everything in this new world comes at cost.
This is still my country.
A Gentleman in Moscow, now streaming on Paramount+, only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.